This is a Voice It podcast. I'm KLG, and each episode I'll bring to you different stories from business people across the UK on It's Your Business. Everyone has a story to tell. Why not voice it? Voice It Podcast Agency.co.uk. In this series, we deliberately use equipment that you might already have in your business, ensuring that you have the opportunity to make your very own business podcast. More about that on my website. Hello and welcome to It's Your Business with me, KLG. And in my studio today, I have Michelle Thomas from the Happy Business Club. So, Michelle, what is the Happy Business Club? It sounds amazing. It sounds great. But you need to tell us, what is it?
Well, it is what it says on the tin. It is the Happy Business Club. It's for people who have small businesses, who lead with their heart, who have a lot of passion, but who sometimes struggle with the happiness side of things. Because when you go into business, especially when you're doing it from a place where you're doing something that you really enjoy, I think happiness sometimes takes a back seat when you've got all the hats and you've got to do all the things and things get really, really stressful. And when business doesn't come from that place anymore, you start to lose a lot of energy. You start to lose a lot of who you are and your identity. And I actually believe that happiness should be a business value. Not a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on it. And I think it should be one of the core values of your business, especially as a heart-led entrepreneur, because that is the thing that really pushes it forward. So what I wanted to do, and it took me a long time to get to this point and realize that this is what I was doing, is build a community of people who are in this exact position, who are striving to be the best that they can be and help other people become better versions of themselves and have happier lives, but also make sure that they're supported themselves and that their happiness is at the core of what they do. I do it in lots of different ways. It's not just the coaching and the conversations, it's the building the community, but it's also about making sure that we're proactive about it. So I've got like two levels where happiness kind of comes in. So part one is the proactive side of things, and part two is the real deep core serious stuff. Happiness is actually serious stuff as well. Most people don't realize that, because we walk around, we run around, we throw our hands in the air, we eat cake, we have fun, we go to events, we dance, we sing, we do all these things, and that's really important. But there's a lot more to it than that. And it's a journey of self-awareness that I explore with lots of different business owners.
So why did you set it up in the first place?
Oh my goodness, what a question. That's probably because it's what I needed. I'm one of these people who've basically been in business pretty much all my life. I feel like we started off very much like a Del Boy family. I started when I was 13, working on markets. I had my own market stall. I think my dad just wanted me to keep me busy, because I was a very curious child. And over the years, my family have had their own businesses. I've been the one that's been supporting them and helping them. And I'm very curious as to how things work and how people work and how they connect with businesses. So I've had lots of different businesses over my lifetime. I started off when I was in my 20s as a stress manager and hypnotherapist. That was back in the day before social media. And I got a lot of my qualifications and my learning at that point in terms of personal growth and development. And over the years, I've been in and out of business. I couldn't even tell you the amount of businesses I've started up. But the longest standing one that I've had, and I still have to this day, is a baby valet business, which is a franchise business. I'm a franchisee. And I know how hard it is. I know how hard it is. And being a coach effectively and a therapist in the past, I never lost that love of personal growth and development. I never lost those skills. I just built on them and built on them. And even though I didn't use them in a professional capacity, I still saw it everywhere. I built on it. I learned new things. And eventually in 2001, when I had a eureka moment and decided that I was going to start putting myself out there and doing what I do best and having real conversations with people and start helping people, I had all the pieces of the puzzle. I just wasn't quite sure how that would look. But the Happy Business Club was a eureka moment. It literally, in the middle of a call somewhere, it was like, oh my God, why am I not doing this for myself? Why am I not the person who leads from the front? And it was born from there, and it's been developing ever since. You wouldn't even believe the kind of stuff that I've got up to since then.
The thing is, I think people think you go out in business on your own and it's easy. You can take time off when you want, and you actually end up working
twice as hard as you did when you were actually working for someone else. You think, oh, I don't know what to do, I'm better off on my own. But it is, you're juggling a lot of balls, and you're wearing a lot of hats, and some of those hats don't fit properly. So it does dull your happiness a bit. I mean, you might not want to do the account side of it, or you might not be very good at email marketing, or you don't know how email sequence works. And you go, oh gosh, how I've now got to learn that, or I've now got to learn that, or I've now got to learn. You start a business because you're passionate about it. Of course you do. That's exactly why you do it. But you need that happiness. Absolutely. I mean, lots of people, lots of coaches say things like, go back to being a child, be curious, ask all the whys, but why, but why, but why? Find out the answers and play and be happy. And we don't do enough of that, do we?
No, we don't. We absolutely don't. That is my modality. I love bringing fun back into my life. That's where it all starts. You know, I'm invested in your business, but only in as much as I'm invested in mine. And for me, my values are about fun, about happiness. And happiness is different to different people. Yes, it is about being playful and curious, but not everybody has that as a value. Some people have pride as a value. Some people have challenge as a value. Some people have love and connection as a value. And understanding what those values are, making sure you have that in your life and in your business is the key thing. So not just about, you know, having happiness. Quite often people can't even say what happiness means to them. So it's about finding their flavor. And you're absolutely right in saying that we have lots of different hats and we have to learn lots of new things. But we also forget that we've learned a lot along the way. And sometimes it's not about relearning something new, because that's quite hard. It takes a lot of energy that maybe you haven't got. Sometimes it's about coming back to the resources that you already have and the skills that you already have. I always say you don't get to the age that you are without learning a thing or two, but we learn them and then we let go of them and we think we've got to learn something else and we end up with shiny object syndrome. And whilst it's great to be curious, sometimes we have to be curious about things that we used to be curious about, maybe revisit that from a different perspective. So there's lots of different layers in terms of having a happy business, but ultimately a lot of it comes down to coming from a place of love and also making sure that you honour yourself. And love yourself and realize that you're your business's greatest asset and make sure that that's a priority in everything that you do. Because without you, your business wouldn't be there. Even if you turned it and scaled it into something big with a team and things like that, your heart and your soul and the reason that it existed in the first place is not, you know, it needs to be there. So, yeah, I actually think that exploring these things is a really, really key component of your business, and not enough people do it.
Yeah. So what sort of business is a part of the Happy Business Club?
Oh, this is a great question. I like to connect. I'm just like everybody else. I like to connect with people that I am drawn to. So quite often I'm drawn to very fun-loving people. But I'm also drawn to very calm people. So we get a lot of people who are therapists, who have, you know, very spiritual backgrounds. I'm very drawn to people who like to know how the workings of the brain. So I connect with a lot of people who have backgrounds in things like nutrition and biology and scientific backgrounds. So coaches in lifestyle, coaches in systems, in business systems, people very much like myself, the things that I'm very curious about. And I love learning new things from the people that I work with in terms of, you know, day-to-day coaching. They might be absolutely epic at knowing lots of different things about psychology and nutrition and crystal, you name it. But when it comes to it, they still, you know, there's always work to be done about who you are, how you show up for your business and what means the most to you. Because ultimately, I want that person to come to their business with the fire in their belly that they had when they originally started their business in the first place. So yeah, lots and lots of different people. I mean, it's like, they're all my besties as well. They're all like my best friends. You know, I meet so many people. I jump on Zoom calls just to find out what people are like and what they're up to and what they're doing. And that part, the connection side of things is just a key element in my business. And you know, in as much as we're on our own and we work in doing all the different things these days, especially since, you know what, back in a couple of years back, that meant we ended up sitting at home all the time. We do sit at home a lot now. It's so much easier to work from home. We're not having to go to places to do our work. We're having to do it at home. And it can feel quite lonely and it can feel quite disconnecting. So connection and having communities is so much more important than it ever has been. And for me, it's an absolutely key part of the way that I run my happy business as well.
So within that community, the My Happy Business community, what happens in there? Do they connect with each other as well? Is there like supporting each other? Does it kind of run itself a little bit sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see me at any event, I'll go in, I'll hug my friends. And if they don't know each other, by the end of the day, they'll be best friends as well. That's it. That's very much how it works in the room. But also I have a magazine that I set up, the Happy Business Express. And whilst it's not an in-the-room kind of thing, it still gives people the opportunity to kind of sit back and decide who they want to connect with. Because the ethos of that is I invite people who, as business owners, to write something for the magazine based on a theme. The one that we've got out right at this minute, it was literally launched today, issue 17, so 17 issues in, is my favourite thing to do in business. So I had 18 or 19... can't remember off the top of my head. I was only doing it yesterday, but never mind. Business owners who wrote about what their favorite thing is in business. But because it's coming from the point of view that it's from them as a person, people get to see the real person behind the business as opposed to the business on the forefront. So there's no advertising in there. There's no business promotion. It's self-promotion. It's making friends and showing people who you are in a very genuine manner. And that does create community. I mean, when I go back, because I end up knowing all of these people, when I go back and have chats with them or speak to them or see them at an event or something, and they come to me and say, oh, I met such and such a person. I saw them on in the magazine. Even recently, I went to the Big Festoon, which is an amazing event. I spoke to one of the speakers that was there, a lady called Janine McDonald, Clear the Clutter. And she wrote for the magazine last year sometime, and she put a piece in about how to get over overwhelm and how to just start on the process of decluttering whatever it is, whether it's your environment or your business or whatever. And she called it just three things. Now, I put that out, and there was another lady that had also written for the magazine, another good friend of mine. And we had the conversation about the magazine, and she said that article, can't remember who it was that did it, that article, just three things, sparked something in me, and it's just changed my life. It's kind of brought me back to myself and made me understand that I can do these things. And no matter how messy things get, if I start with that mantra, just three things, it means that I can move forward and take the next step and the next step. And I think that was the intention of the piece in the first place. Now, Janine is from there. It's obviously the way that she lives her life. So she's gone up on stage in front of 400 and odd people and given the talk about it. She was phenomenal, by the way. She was amazing. You know, people just stood there falling in love with her, you know, left, right and center. But it's amazing how just a few words on a piece of paper, the way that you put yourself across into the world and connect with people makes a difference to those people. And that's not the only time it's happened. I get stories and I hear things from different people all the time, but that's the one that really sticks in my mind.
I think you really get their personality a bit more than the business, don't you, that way? If someone's writing something from the heart or giving information from them personally, it's a little bit different than a social media post that's about your business, isn't it?
So yes.
I think that's why it definitely connects. And I think the Happy Business Club, on the back of things like COVID, 4 years ago now at the time of recording, seems like a couple of years, but it's 4 years. It was like we lost 2 years. It was like we've been in this weird sort of hole. I think people were looking for things that were happy. I mean, at that time, I actually launched My Happy Radio. It's no longer going. All I was doing, it was positive upbeat music and positive news on the hour every hour. So we were getting positive news stories instead of doom and gloom, so people could tune into that. But I'd already had it before COVID, thinking the world needs happy news. And so I launched My Happy Radio. I'm sure it was March 2020 or May 2020. As soon as COVID, it was already there ready. And I went, boom, it's going. And people listened and said, oh my God, this is great. It's just like happy, upbeat music, happy news stories.
we suddenly all latched onto Captain Tom because it was a happy story. We were all desperately searching for happy stories. So we were just providing that. And when I saw the Happy Business Club, I thought, people are coming out of the doom and gloom. People want to meet people. People want to make connections because we lost those connections, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
So we're scrambling to catch them now all the time. And what's wrong with being in a happy business club? We all want to be happy. If we're not happy in life and business, there's not much point of being here, is there?
You know, you've absolutely
got to be happy. So when I saw it, I thought, oh, it's like my happy radio, my happy business club.
And you've got to bring it back. I don't care what other people are doing. Repackage it, but bring it back because we need it.
But yeah, so I like all the happy. I like the happy stuff. So you're also a happy business coach.
Yes, I am. I think a lot of it is to do with people figuring out their own business models, because that's part of creating a happy business, is making sure that it's aligned with how you are as a person and the way that you want to be in the world. There's no point, you know, living a life that's dictated by somebody else. That's the thing. That's the kind of thing that makes us miserable. That's the thing that sucks our energy. If we're going to do business, why not be actively pursuing things in such a way that makes us feel good?
Yeah.
You know, yes, we're going to feel bad. Yes, there's negativity in the world. Yes, we have a whole range of human emotions. That's a given. But the vast majority of the time, the gravity is pulling us downwards. And we need to be more proactive about pulling ourselves upwards. That's our responsibility. And we can choose our mood. We can choose our mood. And I think ultimately, if you are doing things the way that makes sense to you, I always talk about making sense to you. People are different. You know, I come across people who are quite serious about business, who are very into systems, who have a very particular way of looking at things, who have very specific outcomes, and that's great. And then I have the other end of the scale, the people with messy brains who are extremely creative, and a whole range of people in between. And everybody's got different needs. And I think the problem is the way that business has always been done is starting to change, which is a great thing, but with it comes its own issues. Like we're very ungrounded now. You know, where do we look to find out what's right? What is actually right? What is wrong? And ultimately, the narrative is going towards, well, if it feels right to you and it's okay to you and it makes a difference to you and the people that you serve, then that must be right, even if it doesn't look the same way as everybody else, because, you know, equity and inclusion and diversity is coming into the mix in terms of the way that we look on the outside and the way we present as people. But that's also coming into the mix, the way that we present as businesses as well. So it's not just being inclusive to the people that we're serving, but also being inclusive and diverse in the way that we are doing business. So business models, there used to be a couple of business models. There used to be a franchise. There used to be a product-based business, a service-based business. Now we've got 17 million different types of models. Every single person can build their own business model. And these days, it's so much easier to do that because of the resources that we've got at our disposal with technology, with the way that information is accessed, with the expertise that we have at our fingertips, how accessible that is. And it's time now to start taking back our power in the way that we do business and making sure that we stand our ground and saying, this is the way that I want to do things, because this is the way that makes me happy. And ultimately, when I'm happy, I can spread that joy and spread that love to other people in only the way that I can. And that is really the hardest part of it all. You know, standing your ground, creating those boundaries, understanding yourself, making sure that you're well cared for. Everybody has issues with that. You speak to anybody, it doesn't matter if they're, you know, seven-figure business owners or somebody who's working at your local cafe. Every single person has these issues, has to learn how to navigate this in life because we're human beings and that's the way that we are. And if we can start to focus in on that and apply it to the way that we're showing up in the world, then that is the thing that's going to make a difference. And, you know, why not choose to be happier? Why not choose to give ourselves energy and pass that on to other people? Why would we choose to drag ourselves down? There are people that do that. I don't work with them. I work with the people who do drag themselves down because they don't know any other way, but they know that they want better for themselves.
Yeah.
Or the people who are so amazing, but they don't see it. So they need reminding. They need somebody to hold a mirror up in front of them and say, look, this is what I see. You need to be able to see this so that you can move on and actually use that power for good, not for evil. Not that they use it. To see how powerful you are. And that's where the coaching comes in. It's literally just conversations. The amount of people that I sit and have conversations with, and then they don't even realize that it's coaching, but they walk away with light bulb moments and it puts a rocket up their backside to go off and do amazing things. And the next thing you know, 24 hours later, we've had people setting up modeling agencies. We've had people who have written sales pages and made their first lot of sales. I've come across people who, after a conversation with me, have gone off and created world-changing events. You know, or take an idea that they once had and created something new and exciting for people to get excited over. It just happens all the time. And that's because I'm pretty good at digging that out of people. Why not do more of that? Which is the vast majority of what really lights my fire anyway.
Absolutely. I think as well, when you are working on your own and you're in it day in, day out, you sometimes need that other person. You step out of there and let them have a look at eyes on your business. Let them have eyes on you to see where you're at. So what's the future for the Happy Business Club?
Do you know what? I'm dead excited about that question because if I'm being honest, I haven't got a clue. I've got an idea of what I want to do, but I know that there's going to be things along the way that are new adventures for me. I'm very multi-passionate and I'm only just starting to stand in that kind of multi-passionate person. I always used to think I was scatty. I always used to think that I had too many ideas at once. I haven't got too many ideas at once. It's just natural for me to have these ideas. And I don't act on all my ideas, even though I'd love to. I don't act on all my ideas, but I'm finding ways now personally to actually implement as much as I possibly can with the help of other people. One of the things that I struggled with all my life was asking for help, you know, being hyper independent. And now I'm starting to change that because I'm very aware of the fact that that's what does need to change. And I'm surrounded by all these people, but I don't want to feel lonely anymore. I want to feel like I'm connected with people and they want to be in on it with me and they want to do their part for it as well. So in that respect, yeah, I've got loads of adventures. I've got an event coming up called Crazy Money Map. I'm collaborating with somebody who is very calm and who likes to put structure to things. And we bring in people in who maybe have messy minds, who are not quite sure where they're taking their business to actually figure out what their patterns are so that they can really leverage that and make the most of that. So that's coming up. I've got an event that I'm planning for Dream Changers and World Builders. No, that's the other way around. Dream Builders and World Changers. I'm going to have to get it right one of these days. Dream Builders and World Changers for people who are recognized so phenomenal, but are kind of getting in their own way. And we're creating these paths to these big dreams. How are we going to navigate the path so that the path is as joyful as the dream that we're trying to build? And that comes from my wealth of experience. It's going to be a teaching experience. So we're going to take a whole day. I think it's going to be on the 1st of November. I haven't pinned down the venue yet, but I'm very, very close. And I'm inviting all my friends to come and party with me. You know, get a ticket, come and have a party, learn how you do business the best. And let's see if we can take some steps to implement that as well. So that's another thing that I've got coming up. I've got my YouTube channel, Experts Eating Cake. We're still going good with that. I love eating cake. Sometimes I eat 3 cakes in a day, sometimes 4. But it's all in the name of work, isn't it? And I've got the magazine going on. And I've got my baby ballet business to run still as well. That's still happening as well. So
if people want to get in touch with you or want to know more about the Happy Business Club or get the newsletter so they've got happiness in their inbox, how do they do that?
Best place to start is either on Facebook or Instagram. I'm even on TikTok sometimes. Find the Happy Business Club. And if you see me, crazy blonde lady with a pineapple on her head, then you know you come to the right place.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about me or my business, or you want to start your very own podcast, contact me at voiceitpodcastagency.co.uk. I'll see you next time.